What's happening is money is piling into the 1 month because people don't want to go out more than 30 days.
Good God.
They don't know whether the system's going to be held together, 60 days, 90 days, but the shortest that they can buy is 30 days, so that's what they're buying. So I mean, it's game over. It's from a financial standpoint, it's banana republic. From a rule of law standpoint, it's banana republic. From a morals and ethics standpoint, it's banana republic.
Hey guys, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. That, of course, was my longtime friend Bill Holter. Did you guys know de-dollarization is kicking into high gear? In 2022, the dollar share of reserve currencies slid 10 times faster than the average in the past 2 decades. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. This is an important one. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Now, there were 3 bank runs in the last month. These are the second and third largest bank runs in U.S. history. The government is claiming to be taking steps to guarantee all deposits, but the bottom line is this: more money printing. The Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And it looks like the Fed may continue to raise interest rates, even if that means tanking the economy. These are frightening times. But do you know who are the ones who are not afraid? The people that have invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So do your own due diligence. But I myself own precious metals. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. And if you like silver, that's an option too. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And if you qualify, you can bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com, TheFaser.com, and TheLibertyMill.com. 3 antidotes to corporate propaganda on this April 28th edition of SGT Report. I have back on the line Bill Holter, longtime friend of the show, and a truth teller about all things economic and precious metals and so much more. Bill, how are you?
I'm well, Sean. Thanks for having me back.
Good to see you. Just to remind people, you've got a new website launched, BillHolter.com. Guys, here's where I wanted to start today. AOC really cares about the working class people, says she. Look at that outfit. She looks like a fashion model, right? Like, I can't stand this person. As soon as she speaks, I find her to be atrocious and ugly. Look at the outfit. $3,500, $600 shoes, a $2,000 double-breasted blazer, and $900 Hearst pants. Look, she cares about the little people, doesn't she, Bill?
She did not come from a poor upbringing.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Tell us more.
Well, I mean, she grew up in Westchester County and had, fairly well-to-do parents. So, if she's running around saying that she came from nothing, that's not true.
Well, she's also the result of a casting call. I'm not sure how many people remember that, but there was a activist group that literally held a casting call for this position that she now is filling, and you can't make it up. They're all actors, it seems, at this point. But as I tweeted, Bill, they've done a pretty good job destroying us so far, but the story's far from over. Look at this. This is before TikTok. Look at these old pictures of people actually connecting and looking at each other and falling in love and spending time together and building families. Well, we don't see that anymore. We've got trans insanity and mobs running the streets in major liberal blue cities. But as the Bible tells us, because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I'm saying that to the deep state, the people who in 1913 destroyed our great nation. Oh, by the way, there's Kamala. There's Kamala supporting Senator Scott Wiener, who authorized Bill SB 145, which legalizes sex with children if the child consents and is within 10 years of the rapist. Are we waking up yet, friends? Honestly, look at the picture in the top left. That evidently is the same guy. He's from San Francisco, California. Friends, part of that state really needs to drop into the ocean. So here's what I wanted to share with folks. They ain't teaching this in school. The year 1913 bill was probably the most important year in American history. Why? Well, the Federal Reserve was founded, the income tax created, Henry Ford invented the assembly line, which turned people into robots, essentially. Rockefeller Foundation founded, the ADL was founded, and the 17th Amendment takes America from a republic to a democracy. No wonder a world war broke out that next year. The plan had been initiated. Bill, I want to play something for you in just a second, but 1913, was that the stake in our heart, or was it when they killed John F. Kennedy?
Well, obviously, 1913 was the start. The fact that the public allowed the JFK assassination to have occurred and not really be investigated, that was the first move toward the sheeple movement, if you will. And then the next real move was, of course, 9/11. And from there, it's been straight downhill.
It really has. Are you shocked by the level of the trans insanity you're seeing? That really wasn't on my radar to ask you about today, but it's one of the things that is really unbelievable. And, you know, Austin, you guys in Texas, you're losing Austin. I guess you've already lost Austin. What do you make of this trans insanity? These people don't have a clue what's coming for them if and when our republic falls.
Yeah, Austin is pretty much lost at this point. I'm going to say, I think it was probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I posted the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah.
With the comment that today's world is more stupid than Idiocracy. And where we are now is beyond. If you haven't watched the movie, you should watch it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Because when it came out, I think it came out early 2000s. And it seemed, you know, beyond ridiculous when it came out. But now you compare it to the real world. If you go into a major metropolitan area, if you compare it to the real world, Idiocracy is mild.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water, like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, Mike Judge was ahead of his time with Idiocracy, and I think they shot that thing on a shoestring budget, but it's very well done, and you're right. It really predicted the future. Who could have dreamt that we would have fallen as a nation this quickly? But when you have an illegitimate president, a puppet in the service of China, well, and the borders are wide open, it's pretty easy to see how we've fallen this far this quickly. I want to share one more thing from my Twitter page here, because I want people to read this postcard, because it's exactly what's happening. It is exactly what they want. And these are the exact same servants Lucifer is using, including the Democrat Party. Now, I'm not sure who Sean Fought is, but he has a good first name and he spells it correctly. He says he got this dandy in the mail. This is one of my letters from Satan coming to my address. So somebody's harassing this guy, Bill, with satanic postcards. Let me read this. So long ago, we fell into the abyss, but not to be forever fallen. We awoke and are rising. Our servants in the Democratic Party, education, the media, medicine, and science are working tirelessly to bring the kingdom of darkness to America. Sexual perversion, abortion, and prideful godlessness will sweep over this nation like a dark, unstoppable wave. Your Christ's time is over. Our hell on earth will last for 100 millennia. Our triumph is at hand. From hell, Satan. Now, people can call that satire, or they can call it harassment, as I do. But beyond that, Bill, I'd say that is exactly the plan, and those are the players helping bring about this hellish landscape we see in our country. And I point directly at the Democrat Party, too, and Joe Biden, by the way.
Well, Sean, it goes back as far. When I first started writing in 2007, I wrote that the policies that were being put in place as far back as 2007 were too stupid to be mistakes. And it's been my opinion all along that this is a plan. This is a planned takedown of the United States, which takes down the West. I mean, the only thing standing between what that postcard is talking about has been the United States, and within the United States, it's been the Second Amendment. I mean, we're holding on by a string now as far as society is concerned, because once the financial markets collapse, then you're going to have, it'll be every man for himself, and there will be complete lawlessness. I do believe that one upside is that when things get bad, people do turn toward God. I mean, if you look throughout history, when bad things happen, people do turn toward God, and it happens on a massive scale. I think you just have to trust the Bible. God wins. Goodwill win. How we get there, I have no idea. And you mentioned Biden. He the other day said, they need to I forget the exact words, but basically finish their job. And take that for what he is saying. It's a plan. It's not done. But the completion of it is basically collapsing the Western system. I was going to say something I've thought about now for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And this is, this is just opinion. It's not, there's no math behind it or anything. But as far as the information that's coming out now, Hunter Biden's got to go before a court on Monday. It's clear that the laptop was absolutely authentic, and it's clear that what's on the laptop is certainly enough to indict the entire Biden family. And it's been my thought process now for 2 or 3 weeks that if the cabal wants to collapse the system now or at any time from now, they can do that literally within a 24-hour time span. And my thought process is, what would happen to the financial markets? What would happen to the dollar if all of a sudden they did flip the switch and you did have the whore media turn on Biden and basically take the Biden administration down? What would that mean to financial markets? What would that mean to the dollar? And the only thing I can come up with is that would basically be the end.
Well, Bill, I always love having conversations with you because we've been friends for a long time. We're on the same page. And since you brought up Biden and his crack-addicted son, Hunter, I want to share this. This is absolutely shocking, guys. The level of corruption and treason at the highest levels is just beyond the pale. It is absolutely clear at this point that the U.S. government is a middleman to child trafficking with this open southern border. So as I tweeted last night, Joe is a pedophile, according to his own daughter. So is Hillary, Bill, the Podesta brothers, and Joe's son, Hunter. So there's that. What was I talking about? Bill, listen to this.
Bombshell new claims about the border crisis as the New York Post reports the White House is secretly flying planes packed with underage migrants across the country, jetting them from Texas to New York in the cover of night. All this leading critics to wonder why the Biden administration would need this kind of covert operation if it had nothing to hide.
If it had nothing to hide. Well, as I said, they do have a lot to hide. Joe's a pedo, so is Hillary, so is Bill, so is the Podesta brothers, Joe's son Hunter. So there's that. But get this. Bill, you know how they've been propping up Ray Epps in the news? So 60 Minutes, everybody's on Ray Epps' side. If they're in the mainstream media, they're like, leave this poor guy alone. He didn't do anything except try to incite violence at the Capitol. And he's free. He's never been indicted. He's not sitting in a DC gulag. Well, here's Ray Epps' daughter, Tiffany, who allegedly says her father, James Ray Epps, is a pedophile.
His name's James Ray Epps. Everybody keeps calling him Ray, and that might be why people can't find shit on him, but his name's James. So, yeah. I don't know. It'll just be interesting to see how...
When the last time have you possibly spoke to him?
When did I speak to him? At my brother's funeral 6 years ago.
Okay. Wow. Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear
that. Okay.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
That's okay. It's just...
So after, yeah, of course, yeah, that's redundant. I was going to say, you know, after, you still ain't speak to him after J6 and all that. That's
I don't speak to him because he's a, he's a fucking pedophile. That's why I don't speak to him. And that's why.
Well, that kind of makes sense on a whole lot of other things then.
Yeah.
She, I think, evidently probably had a lot more to say, and this is the only clip I've had access to. But, you know, given the mainstream media's penchant to run cover for this guy, just like they did for the Podesta brothers, just like they did for Comet Ping Pong, just like they've done for Jeffrey Epstein to cover that whole story up, it begins to make a bit of sense, doesn't it, Bill?
Well, at this point, Sean, nothing should surprise anyone.
No, I know.
Because I say that because the truth is far beyond science fiction. And we're discovering that as time goes on.
It feels like we're living in a dystopic movie. Like a lot of this stuff, the narrative, like if you were the Hollywood screenwriter and you wrote this, some people would say, well, that's implausible. It's implausible that, you know, within a span of 5 years, you'd have this trans insanity movement. And it's implausible that lawmakers would be trying to fast track legislation to mutilate children who want sex change, gender reassignment surgery at age 15 or 14. This is insanity. It's far worse than the movie you cited, Idiocracy. It's really worse at this point.
Right. I agree.
All right. I want to play this clip. It was sent to me from my friend CJ. Dirty Dollar by Tom McDonald. I think it'll help bridge in nicely to the clip I want to play from Jerome Powell and our conversation about the future of the dollar.
1 cent, 2 cent, 3 cents, 4. We get less and they get more. By insult since we were born. They want more. This song, it's all classified intelligence. Don't need to go to war to secretly be getting benefits. When Russia launches rockets, we condemn them, but there's evidence. A U.S. politician owns the screws they're assembled with. Ain't no war on drugs, it's economic. You make money off an inmate, every jail cell is profit. Our prisons are privately owned. Illegal marijuana just mean kids smoking weed turn to dollars in their pockets, let's be honest. Domestic threats in comparison to nuclear powers who hate the West is embarrassing. Still we label truckers in the convoy as terrorists and confiscate donations, we have no idea where it is.
You know, I got to tell you, that gives me goosebumps because he makes a point there. The missiles, well, they may be dropped by Ukraine on Russia, but the screws, they're owned by these same people that have put the screws to us since 1913, Bill. I'm so sick and tired of it. Thank God the world's waking up.
Well, yeah, it is waking up. Yeah, it is waking up. One thing I want to mention is we are really, really close to the end from a financial standpoint. If you look at CDS rates, that's credit default swap rates, the U.S., in order to insure U.S. debt, which is ridiculous. I mean, how do you insure who's going to be solvent if the U.S. goes down to pay that off? But assuming that there was a solvent entity, the cost to insure U.S. debt is now more expensive than insuring Mexican debt.
Is that right?
And on top, yeah, that's true. And on top of that, over the last 15, 18 months, the money supply has actually dropped. And over the last 12 months, M2 has dropped 4.1%. The only other time in U.S. history that money supply has dropped was during the early 1930s, during the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting at here is the U.S. is way over leveraged, and all of a sudden now the markets are beginning to discount that or recognize that. And at the same time, you've got money supply declining. It's absolutely clear, and I'm not going to waste the time to go through. I've shown it so many times that the U.S. is, and the West altogether, the financial system is a Ponzi scheme. And somebody wrote an article, it was titled, "You Cannot Taper a Ponzi Scheme." Well, this is not a taper. This is actually money supply is actually shrinking. And all Ponzi schemes, every Ponzi scheme, in order to exist, has to have more new money on a daily basis. And over time, that new money has to increase. It has to go in actuality, it has to become parabolic to survive. And at some point in time, it flames out. We're at the flame out point as we speak.
You know, I want to play a clip from Jerome Powell, which I find quite shocking for a number of reasons, Bill. I'm sure you've heard about this, but what does it mean to restrict the money supply as quickly as they're doing? Are they trying to engineer another Great Depression? Or, according to Tom Luongo, Jerome Powell's trying to do his level best to defeat the Davos elite and bring down the European banks and save our banks here in this nation. I can't make any sense of any of it. What do you think?
No, I don't think that's, I think, in my opinion, it is the takedown of the system. I don't see any way that you could destroy European banks and support U.S. banks at the same time. I think that's a fantasy.
Okay. All right. I want
because everyone's in bed together, Sean.
I know. I know.
All these banks are in.
That's right. And the liquidity is going to be the issue when the derivatives collapse. Everybody's going to be running for the exits, and the exits will be closed.
Right. Well, and the exit is gold and silver, and there will be zero gold or silver available. So that exit door is going to be shut.
Yeah. All right. I want to play a clip here, and I want everybody just to consider how absolutely 100% vile and corrupt this system is for this to have occurred. What I'm about to show you guys, this is insane. It speaks to the fact that these people really are jokers. And they're just human beings. They're just fallible human beings. Yes, you know, I'm not even saying Jerome Powell specifically is evil. I'm talking about Biden and his entire administration, none of whom have a signed, valid, notarized oath of office. But this is unbelievable to me, Bill, that pranksters, Russian pranksters, could get Jerome Powell on the line. And because the system is so corrupt, listen to him kiss the ass of who he thinks is Zelensky in Ukraine.
Let me just say it's a great honor to speak to you today. I'm glad you've made time to speak to me. And it's just great to be with you today.
It's a great honor to speak to you, Zelensky. What is going on in the Ukraine that gives this madman, who is a trans performer, essentially loves to dress up like women and do a lot of cocaine, and was an actor before becoming this puppet that he plays in Ukraine? What in God's name is going on with this guy in Ukraine that Jerome Powell would be tricked to get on a call with this guy, and it's not even the real him, and Powell kisses his butt? It astounds me. But listen to this.
Do you have your prediction about inflation in the U.S.?
I do, yes. Our policy rate quite a lot last year in order to slow the growth of the U.S. economy and enable inflation to come down, and we think that's working now. And I think we're very much on track to get inflation back down to our target, which is 2%.
Yeah, that's laughable. All right, wait, I'm coming back to you, Bill. Here's the payoff in this clip. I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's 5 minutes long. But do you think for 1 second that any citizen in the United States could get Jerome Powell on the line and have him state publicly, or privately, I guess, in this case, but the guy's such an idiot, he said this now publicly, that he is going to raise rates 2 more times and then see? Isn't that pretty well guarded? Isn't that supposed to be very secure information? Nobody's supposed to know that. But he admits it to who he thinks is Zelensky?
Right. It's clearly inside information on that level. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the legalities of it, but it should be illegal. It should be illegal for any Federal Reserve governor to speak to anyone outside of the Federal Reserve as to what their future plans are.
What happens if what he admitted on this call comes to pass? He's going to raise rates. Let's assume it's a quarter point raise each time. I don't know. Maybe it'll be 50 basis points each time, but 2 more rate hikes. As right now, we see banks collapsing. Signature Bank, by the way, is on life support. When is the FDIC going to step in and try to shore that breaking dam up? I mean, the system is starting to fall apart, and this guy wants to continue to raise rates. I don't know. Where does that take us, Bill?
Yeah, my opinion is I don't see that they're able to raise rates 1 time or 2 more times. Because what's already baked into the market is the next move is going to be an easing move.
Hey friends, just a quick break and a word about our sponsor. I think most of you know that de-dollarization has begun, but most of your friends, neighbors, and colleagues probably don't. The dollar's dominance is fading by the day. China, Brazil, India, Japan, even France have announced they're moving away from dollars as the major trade unit. The writing's on the wall, and these are scary times. But do you know who are the ones who are not afraid? The people that have invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So do your own due diligence. But I myself own precious metals. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. And if you like silver, that's an option too. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth now. And if you qualify, you can bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
And Sean, the other thing is what you were just talking about, the banks having problems. There's another one today that may not make it to the close of business. They've withdrawn liquidity. They've raised interest rates. They've already broken some things. And the day's coming where you're going to have this 72-hour global movement around the world. The globe will spin three times. And at the end of 3 days, at the end of 72 hours, I don't see that anything in Western finance will be open after the derivatives melt down. And that's exactly where we're headed, is toward a derivative meltdown.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you can't taper a Ponzi scheme, because this thing is a Ponzi scheme. Right. And one of the biggest problems now is that the nation states, even our allies, are starting to move away from the dollar. Now, some nation states, like obviously Russia and others, are ditching the dollar altogether. And Russia's getting very chummy with China, all because we have a puppet president who's destroying the country and an administration, a stay behind Obama network, that is hell bent on destroying this country. But what does it say when even the Japanese are willing to move away from the dollar? Even the Saudis are now willing to move away from the dollar by allowing others to buy oil from them in the home national currency. So, for instance, China will use the yuan. People don't understand how serious this is, because the petrodollar replaced the gold-backed dollar in 1971, and now the petrodollar is going away. There's no saving this thing, Bill. Is there?
Yeah, the petrodollar is dead. You could have added Brazil into that. Those names, you could have added India into those names. Obviously, the biggest one was Saudi Arabia, because they were there for the creation of the petrodollar. And I was absolutely shocked within a day or 2 days after the announcement that they would accept currencies other than the dollar for oil. And that's obviously spread to other Arab nations. I was shocked that there was almost no market movement whatsoever. It's like it was a non-event. But that's a huge event, because now what you're looking at is you're looking at less demand for dollars, and that lesser demand, because oil can be purchased in currencies other than dollars, it means a lot of the nations that have hoarded dollars solely for the purpose of procuring oil, those dollars are going to be sold on the open market. And, you know, where does that leave the U.S. Treasury? Where does that leave the Federal Reserve? Basically, you will be seeing outright and direct monetization, where the only buyer, the last buyer of any resort, is going to be the Fed buying treasuries. Now, when these dollars get dumped onto the marketplace, here's my question. How do you buy dollars with dollars? I'd really like to see the mechanism, how the Federal Reserve or how the Treasury is going to be able to soak up all these dollars if they've only got dollars to purchase with.
It's so difficult to say, isn't it, how this whole thing plays out, other than inflation turning into hyperinflation. That seems like the most likely outcome, right? If we're going to lose the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and then all those dollars start to come back home.
That's your answer. From a logistics standpoint, you can't buy dollars with dollars. So you're not going to be able to soak up the selling. And that selling is going to create hyperinflation. We're going to lose the dollar.
Does it alarm you as much as it alarms me to see these people looting Walmarts and Targets and behaving like complete animals? As we're having this conversation, looting and, you know, mobs running wild in Chicago and other blue cities, when we haven't even hit the hard times yet, Bill, we're nowhere near hyperinflation yet. And people are acting like crazed zombies already. It's shocking.
Yeah, that was going to be my comment right off the cuff was, and times are good. Everything's fine. And you have that going on. What happens? What's going to happen when the financial system has collapsed and you dial 911 and it just rings? Nobody even answers. The bottom line is you are going to be your own rule of law wherever you are. And hopefully you're not in a city metropolitan area because you'll be overwhelmed. And even in rural areas, you know, you can be and probably will be overwhelmed, but not immediately.
Well, and here's what's so alarming. If you live in one of these dirty rat blue cities where they've outlawed guns and your right to protect yourself, if and when what you just described happens, I mean, obviously it's going to have to just be vigilante justice. You're going to have to be armed or you will be murdered and your house will be looted. I mean, I'm not trying to fearmonger here, but if they're behaving this way already right now because of laws passed in blue Democrat states and cities, I'm just trying to explain to people how nightmarish it will become once these people are truly hungry and starving because of hyperinflation. They're not going to be well behaved like perhaps Venezuelans have been, although I don't even know that's true. We've seen violence. Every time there's hyperinflation, we see violence.
Yeah, Sean, while you were saying that, I was kind of smiling. Thinking back 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I think I've been interviewing with you for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, something like that. Can you remember, I go back just 5, 6, 7 years ago, you know, we would have these talks and I talked about, you know, I used the term, God forbid, I used the term civil war. And I talked about when the financial system collapses, and mathematically back then it was going to collapse and it's on its way. What I'm getting at is the things we talked about, we were considered complete lunatics, you know, tinfoil hat maniacs. And where are we now? It's pretty obvious. I mean, it's obvious to anyone with half a brain. If you can't see it, see where we're, where we've been, where we are, and where we're going, then, you know, you're not a thinking person because at this point, it's absolutely obvious.
I agree. And let me show this tweet from Max Kaiser retweeting Lynn Alden saying the gap between 1 month and 3 month treasuries that has opened up over the past month is unprecedented. Max says unprecedented in this case should set off alarm bells. Help us understand what this means. Why is this unprecedented?
Well, it's unprecedented because if you look at that chart, and that chart could go back, 5 years, it could go back 50 years, and you won't see hardly any difference between a month, a 1 month, a 2 month, a 3 month. Here you've got the 1 month, the yield is down to 3.36. The 2 month, the yield is up to 5.12.
So people are terrified. I get this now. People are terrified that this thing may not be stitched together for another 3 months. Is that why? So it's like, okay, we'll take a gamble on a month, but 3 months? Oh my God, that's a ship too far. It's just, we can't trust the dollar for 3 months.
Right. Well, even on 2 months, you can put a 2 month chart up there and that's spread. What's happening is money is piling into the 1 month because people don't want to go out more than 30 days.
Good God.
They don't know whether the system's going to be held together, 60 days, 90 days, but the shortest that they can buy is 30 days. So that's what they're buying.
So Max says, we are witnessing structural damage to the global banking system. Now, we witnessed that in 2008, 2009, but look at this. So the pinned tweet from Lynn Alden, my April 2023 newsletter discusses the debt ceiling impasse, liquidity implications, and the broader topic of managing high public debts. This really gets to the crux of our problem. When we're running a deficit that is so severe now in the United States that it's nearly $1 trillion a year just in interest payments on the debt, Bill, that's it. I mean, we've jumped the shark. It's really game over. We're in the end game for this dirty dollar now, are we? I mean, there's just no explaining this away. Although Jim Cramer will probably tell his viewers, you know, go long 30-year bonds because that's the best bet. I mean, the guy's insane. He gets everything wrong.
Well, yeah, Sean, this is something you and I talked about several times, is that at some point in time, the interest expense would overwhelm tax receipts. And that's where we are now. The interest expense now is as big as the defense budget, which is the biggest budget in the world. I mean, just to open the doors, it would be October 1st, but call it January 1st, the beginning of the year, just to open the doors, they've got to come up with $1 trillion now. So, I mean, it's game over. It's from a financial standpoint, it's banana republic. From a rule of law standpoint, it's banana republic. From a morals and ethics standpoint, it's banana republic. You know, and I talked about, I think I had a YouTube video taken down because it was titled, you know, the U.S. is a banana republic, and YouTube took it down.
Of course they did. You can't speak any truth. They've
taken everything down, Sean.
I know.
If you haven't been taken down, you're not telling the truth. That's the bottom line.
That's right. It's very interesting. There's somebody on YouTube who just got kicked off the last day or two when so many of us were kicked off years ago. And he reached out to me and said, in case you care and want to get this out to your peeps, but this is a guy who was never kind to me to begin with. And I find it very fascinating that he was able to survive for as long as he did. And only now is he worried for himself. See, not for the rest of us that already got kicked off, because he was allowed to thrive on YouTube. So I guess the chickens are coming home to roost. But just in, First Republic Bank falls another 37%.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Well,
that's
my
comment to your guy who just got kicked off.
Yeah. Well, I don't wish bad things on anybody, but YouTube is not to be trusted. And it's hardly able to be used to find anything other than just idiocracy level videos at this point, Bill. So just in, First Republic Bank falls another 37% amidst rumors of a government takeover. So now, Bill, they're going to nationalize these crappy banks to save them. And by the way, how'd you like to be a shareholder of this thing? Look at that chart. Was it really $200 a share? And now it's $4 a share?
Yeah.
A matter of a week or so? It's crazy.
Yeah, I think the math, well, actually, that's probably 2 months, not just a week. Those two lines, I believe, are monthly lines. But at the top, and I think it was October, November of 2021, at the top, that was a $40 billion market cap. Now it's not even $500 million.
My goodness. And First Republic Bank, now headed for FDIC receivership, as shares plunge, as my listeners know and yours, Bill, know, the FDIC has a fraction of the amount of money necessary to insure all deposits. My understanding is we're talking about something like $17 trillion or more in deposits in these banks. The FDIC has about 1.6% of that money on hand to shore up those deposits with insurance. So in this case, if FDIC takes over this bank, that's going to use up a lot of their resources in just this one bank alone. So I just want people to know, as the Ponzi scheme collapses and the game of musical chairs ends, you better get a chair. Y'all better figure out a way to get a chair or get out the door, because, again, I'm not trying to fearmonger, Bill, but we've been having these conversations for a decade, and now it's all really happening right now in real time.
And Sean, we were both idiots all along the way. I just want to point that out.
Well, I would say, in the defense of our critics, it was never a great idea to be buying silver and gold over the past 10 years. But, you know, if you saved up all that money, you know, then, and maybe you put it into Apple and became a multimillionaire, well, now's a great time to get into precious metals, because they've been kneecapped by JP Morgan, by the criminal central banks, by the banking system, for as long as you and I have been having this conversation. I haven't even looked today. I don't even care to look. I never look anymore at silver. What is it, $25 an ounce? That's absurd. The 1980 all-time high is 50.
But Sean, you can't buy silver for $25. I mean, realistically, you can't buy any silver for under $30. And if you want junk silver, you're talking 30, 37, 38. If you want Eagles, I could get them for like 42, but you go look at AppMax or SD Bullion or whatever. They're like $45. Kitco, I think, is $49. What is that, 100% premium? So you're looking, my point being, you're looking at the spot price, but you can't get silver for even close to the spot price. And I would say just a response to what you had just said, is that about people getting out of like Apple and taking your profits and moving to silver and gold. Well, the reason you do that is because they're still available and they won't be available much longer.
Well, that's right. I agree with you. One thing that you sent me in an email, I guess, as we sort of flush out the conversation as we finish up here, you said that when it comes out officially that Biden has been on the take from the Chinese, when all his corruption and his Biden family corruption comes out, that's when they'll pull the plug and tank the whole system.
I mean, it's obvious that he and family, you know, have taken funds, have taken bribes, whatever you want to call them. They've gotten paid. Who knows whether they paid taxes on it or not? I mean, that's, you know, that's another question. But just from a credibility standpoint of the United States, if you have a president, his family being indicted, being arrested on charges of bribery, on charges of you know, taking side door, back door cash, what does that do to the confidence in the United States? And I'm using the word confidence because what is the dollar backed by? Strictly confidence. It's backed by nothing other than what they call the full faith and credit of the United States Treasury. Well, if that faith and credit gets called into question, then what happens? And you could ask that question, what happens even if you had like a normally levered system? This is the most over-levered system in the history of history. I mean, the leverage in this system was never even dreamed of 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but here we are.
Right. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you about before I lose you is the central bank digital currency scheme. If there's any good news here, and it's not very good news, but, you know, I do think Tucker Carlson got it right the other night when after he got fired at 8 p.m. the other night on his own Twitter account, he released a 2-minute video in which he said, those who speak truth have power. And the more truth you speak, the more powerful you become. And this entire system is deadly afraid of that because the entire system is built on corruption and fraud. That's essentially what he said. And I couldn't agree more. So if and when this system tanks and this Federal Reserve or the central bank here tries to roll out their central bank digital currency to track and trace us and turn us into serfs, well, I don't think they're going to get away with it because other nations are moving in a different direction. Russia and Iran taking steps toward a gold-backed stablecoin. Now, that's very interesting. I don't know the details of it, but it sounds a lot better than a track-and-trace slave coin in my book. So my point is that as this entire system falls apart and nation-states move away from the United States in this war machine, it may be a decent thing for humanity. Now, I want to save our country. I want to save our republic because I do believe if America falls completely, the world will fall also. But what do you make of that? Russia and Iran taking steps towards a gold-backed stablecoin.
Yeah, this goes back to, you know, we've talked about a reset for many, many years. And I'm on the record saying that we believe there will be two resets. The first reset, which what you're talking about here, the central bank digital currency, we would move into that on the first reset. I believe the first reset will fail. And it will fail because what's the difference between a central bank digital currency and, you know, just physical paper dollar bills? There's nothing different because there's no backing behind either of those. The only difference is that if you use dollar bills, it's a private transaction. Right. If you use the central bank digital currency, it's absolutely known. And not only that, they can shut you off and starve you to death.
That's right.
Okay, so that's the first part regarding the reset. Now, a larger picture reset, the world is resetting. The world is resetting because the West has lived on credit, has lived on importing real goods by exporting paper or digital fiat currencies. The rest of the world, China, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, they understand this game. They no longer want to accept dollars. They no longer want to accept euros. They would rather They would rather accept currencies amongst themselves, and what they're doing amongst themselves is working toward backing their currencies with gold. Now, when I say backing, that does not mean convertible, because if a currency is convertible, it will convert, and then the treasury ends up with no gold. That's history shows you that's the way it always happens. But what's going on in China is a very interesting thing. And there's a thought process right now that Saudi Arabia is already doing this. They are exporting oil. They're importing yuan. So they're taking Chinese yuan. Then they're taking the yuan, shipping that to the Shanghai Gold Exchange, and turning the yuan into gold. So it's a backdoor way of basically getting paid in gold.
That's very interesting. You're definitely right about a central bank digital currency issued by the Federal Reserve. It would be a track and trace slave coin. And I guess the point I was trying to make as we finish up here is that because the rest of the world is starting to do their own thing and go their own direction and get away from this war machine and this war weaponized dollar, the only people that will be enslaved by a CBDC are we, the American people. Because the Fed doesn't have the power to wield that on everybody else, to impose that on the rest of the world. So we all need to stand up and say, hell no, because why would we fall for that when the rest of the world's not falling for it? We're Americans, and I know it's been damn painful to watch our country get hijacked by a puppet and painful to watch elections stolen and a coup essentially take place. Yes, extremely painful, but this charade is going to just collapse like the house of cards it is, and everybody's going to wake up sooner or later, Bill. I just pray to God the cities don't burn when that happens.
Yeah, Sean, I think you're right. There is going to be a hell no moment. What it's going to be about, I don't know. Will it be about the central bank digital currency? Will it be about paying taxes? I don't know, but I think the law-abiding, God-fearing, God-loving, conservative people of the United States that have, I'm not going to say allowed, but have remained silent while a lot of this has happened, I think there will be some type of cohesive event where everybody stands up and says, not no, but hell no. So, and again, I don't know exactly what it is, but that's just my gut feel, is that the people, the good, hardworking, honest people of the United States will have been pushed too far.
Well, I hope we're both right, Bill. And as we say our goodbyes here, just one more screen share from Illuminati Bot. I wanted to retweet this. One world government, well, we know that is their goal, right? A one world currency, cashless currency, a one world central bank, a one world military. The Rockefeller, Rothschild, Zionist cabal, this master plan is falling apart. It's not coming together in the way they hoped. A big part of that is this great awakening that's occurred. People are awake and now pointing fingers at these people. We're laughing at Klaus Schwab. He's a clown. We know he's a clown. We're laughing at Bill Gates. We're pointing the finger at the privately owned central bank, and we're saying we will not be your slaves. So even though they want to end the family unit, they want to depopulate the planet. They want austerity in the form of universal basic income. They want the government to raise our children. We are not going to tolerate it, Bill. And I don't think there's a more clear example of that than the power of the red states actively now defying and nullifying tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C. So the federal government is rapidly losing its power, just like the dollar is, in my view. Because again, it's a con game. Nobody has faith in this criminal government.
Yeah, that sounds like a civil war. You know, red versus blue, conservative versus liberal, good versus bad. I mean, I've talked about it, you know, the likelihood of the country breaking that way. You could see it. You could see the wedge. Oh, even 10 years ago, you could see the wedge starting to be driven in, but it's pretty deep at this point. You know, time will tell, but it looks to me that the ideologies are so diverse. I don't, you know, I don't see that there could ever be a meeting of the minds at this point.
Yeah, I agree. The left is really too far gone, and it's the removal of God from their worldview. See, this is what they've fallen prey to. And
exactly.
Then it becomes, it's very exactly. insidious, right? Satan is very, very clever, very insidious, very nefarious. He's very sneaky. So then he sneaks into the souls, right, and the psyches of these people, and then they begin to behave in satanic ways. And if you look at that trans insanity movement, I think there's no better example of that. And by the way, one last look at this New World Order, United Nations Agenda 2030 mission goal. They wanted this all done by 2021, guys. It was United Nations Agenda 21, meaning 2021. They bumped it back to 2030. So this is why I think they're losing, and we're all waking up to this nefarious, evil, devilish, Luciferian slave plan. And just a couple of last things here. Human beings will be centralized, concentrated into human settlement zones, these big 15-minute hellish cities. They want the end of private farms and grazing livestock. They want the end of single-family homes. They want restricted land use that serves what they call human needs. And I would say that means their needs, because they are the greedy ones. And at the end of the day, that is what this story is all about, Bill. The greedy ones! Now we point fingers at these greedy people and we laugh at them and we say, you're evil, you serve Lucifer, we stand with God. And like Tucker said, the more truth you speak, the more powerful you get. Bill Holter, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
All right, my pleasure. And we'll remind people, your website, the new website, it's up and running. It's BillHolter.com, correct?
Yeah, it's BillHolter.com. You can reach me through that. My business email is bholter@hotmail.com.
All right. God bless you, Bill. Let's stay in touch. We'll talk again, okay?
We will. God bless you.
God bless you, my friend. All right, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, a very special thank you to those who have taken the time to become subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv, where we do have that server beyond the reach of Big Brother. And for real news every single day, check us out at our three websites, thelibertymill.com, thephaser.com, and of course, sgtreport.com. Those are the antidotes to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. Friends, thanks so much for being here. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Well, then what they did in the true second cause of death, if the DNR isn't bad enough, is that they combined Presidex with lorazepam and morphine. They gave her three doses of lorazepam and a dose of morphine. Nobody listening could have survived that combination. And that's the true second cause of death. You know, this has gotten to the point, this is why we filed the lawsuit. It's way bigger than Grace's story at this point. Well, now, after COVID, so 39 months later, there's 100 million Americans on Medicare and Medicaid. So they relaxed the rules during COVID. So they made it seem like they're doing this for your benefit. You got coverage. We let relax the rules so you got coverage. And I'm telling you, they did this on purpose to facilitate what's coming next, which is the mass euthanasia.